Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, prior to his murder, Charlie Kirk wrote a book titled Stop in the Name of God. Could you tell us a little more about that book?
Well, it was subtitled Why Honoring the Sabbath Will Transform Your Life. And he talked about the biblical day of rest, gives an argument why people should observe it. His widow, Erica Kirk, was interviewed about it. She said that if Charlie hadn't done this, he'd be burnt out, and he felt that he needed this particular rest. When asked how other people can do this, Erica Kirk herself said, you don't have to make it legalistic. If you're traveling or something, it doesn't have to be a specific day. Just make sure you carve it in your schedule and prioritize it. And if there's times you feel you can't do it, you know, start out slow. And eventually, though, you'll do it. It's a fun thing. Now, the news article that reported about this properly added the following. God's Sabbath, according to Scripture, is exclusively on the seventh day of the week, as the first book of the Bible indicates, Genesis 2, verses 2 to 3. It's actually the longest commandment, the famous Ten Commandments from God, saying, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you'll labor and do your work, but the seventh is the Sabbath of the Lord. Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and he created things, and he hallowed it. So that's what that article pointed out. And so, yes, we are supposed to stop our routines and then keep the Sabbath.
Well, could you clarify for us, Dr. Teal, is there a Sabbath day, as Mrs. Kirk stated, which would be any day of the week? Or is there the Sabbath day, which is specifically the seventh day of the week?
Well, according to the Bible, the Sabbath day is the day we currently call Saturday. Now, it's my understanding that Erica Kirk was raised as a Roman Catholic and only recently started to read the Bible. The Bible is clear that those who do what God says, stop in the name of God, rest on the day God declared as holy. Now, twice the book of Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25 says there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Now, while Erica Kirk is correct in promoting the idea of a Sabbath rest, she's also been promoting it the wrong way. Now, some might think, well, what difference does it make? Well, the Bible is clear, 1 Corinthians 1:25, God is wiser than men. And in Isaiah, it says his thoughts are higher than ours. Now, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, it lists the days that God expects his people to stop and have special worship. He lists the exact days. Now, toward the end of the second century, there was a Roman bishop named Victor. He insisted on changing the date of Passover, by the way, to Sunday. Yet the faithful Bishop Polycrates of Ephesus said, quote, we observe the exact day, neither adding nor taking away from what the Bible commands. And he said it was also kept by the original apostles, quote, according to the gospel. That was the right day, which is part of the right way for Christians. The Bible specifically teaches that there's a right way, and that's taught both in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel 12:23, and the New Testament, 2 Peter 2:15. Jesus taught to choose the narrow way that few would find, not the broad way that most would in Matthew 7. The Sabbath is on Saturday, and that's an example of it.
So, did Charlie Kirk also promote a Sabbath day, any day of the week, or did he promote the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week?
Well, I watched a couple of videos for it, and he said that he rested from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday, and he called it the Jewish Sabbath. And he asserted that young people would be less depressed, anxious, and better off if they kept the Sabbath. He said it's while the least promoted of the Ten Commandments, it's what you should do if you're going to do what God says, and it's good for your family and your parents and all those kind of things. Charlie Kirk taught that his life and the lives of others are better off keeping the Sabbath. And his widow, Erica, would be better off if she properly kept the Sabbath.
It certainly sounds like Charlie Kirk had a deeper understanding of the Sabbath than his wife. He also mentioned that it was the Jewish Sabbath. So is the Sabbath primarily a Jewish Sabbath?
No, God made the Sabbath in Genesis 2. That's about 2,000 years before there are any Jews. Yeah. And the reality is that Sabbath has been kept by faithful Christians throughout the entire church age. So the New Testament shows that Jesus and the apostles kept it. And I've got let's see, how many translations here that I was going to mention? There's something like 20 different translations of the Bible that tell us that we're supposed to keep the Sabbath. For example, the NIV, Hebrews 4:9, after talking about the seventh day, said there remains then a Sabbath rest of the people of God. You can see the same thing in Young's Literal Translation, Berean Literal Bible, the New Literal Standard Bible, the original Douay Rheims, the New Jerusalem Bible. So one reason a lot of people in the United States don't know it is that the King James, New King James, mistranslated it. But if you look at the actual Hebrew, the book of Hebrews is clear that the commandment to keep the seventh-day Sabbath is in the New Testament. It also shows that those who will not observe it because of their disobedience argue otherwise. And Paul said he didn't want to be disobedient, so that's why he observed it.
Tell us about the aspect of the Sabbath that is related to entering God's rest.
Well, the late Pastor General Herbert W. Armstrong wrote about the Sabbath. He says, what's it mean to rest? He says, God's concerned with two overall aspects of your life on the Sabbath. First, he wants your time to be free from responsibilities and activities. Second, he wants your mind free from thinking about the daily responsibilities and activities. This makes you free to properly worship God on this day. Certainly, physically rest more on the Sabbath, but the main emphasis is rest from your normal toil and activities. You should serve God with your mind on the Sabbath. Those who can't or don't control their minds call the Sabbath bondage. They eagerly wait for the end of the Sabbath so they can go about their ways and pleasures, which they've been thinking about all day anyway. If you're able on the Sabbath to get your mind and thoughts on God's purposes and God's ways, you'll find what a real delight the Sabbath is. Quote, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, Isaiah 58:14. How do you accomplish this? Devote the additional free Sabbath time you have for extra Bible study, extra prayer, extra meditation. It's one day of the week. You don't have to worry about getting to the job, making payments, doing your homework, building fences, etc., cleaning house. You're supposed to take care of those things during the week. He says, notice God's instructions on the Sabbath. This is from Isaiah 58. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, that is, don't trample on it, for doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath the delight, the holy day of the Lord, honorable, and you shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasures, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. So your ways means your course of life, your employment, your finances, etc. You're not supposed to involve yourself in those things on the Sabbath, but during the week. Your pleasure. Forsaking pleasure doesn't mean the Sabbath is a rigorous day of abstinence, but it was not designed for activities such as hunting, fishing, golfing, movies, boating, television, and those things. And I'd say in modern times, playing secular video games, that kind of stuff. And also said it's not appropriate for time-consuming hobbies like woodworking, stamp collecting, whatever. And as far as your words, the Bible says in Matthew 12:34, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. So we're not supposed to do things our way on the Sabbath. And the Sabbath, he says, begins at sunset. Of course, it does. Now, a deceased Church of God writer wrote, and he wrote a lot. This is back in 1964, published in the old Good News magazine. Says, rejoice. Since the Sabbath is God's day, it's the most important day of the week. It's a day to look forward to eagerly anticipate, day of joy and rejoicing, a day of worship and prayer, a day of rest from the previous 6 days of the week. How wonderful, after working hard previous days of the week, sweating, straining, becoming mentally and physically exhausted, to welcome with open arms the arrival of God's Sabbath. Only those who have been observing God's Sabbath truly realize what a joyous and inspiring blessing it is. And I want to interject something. This is not in my notes. I was in Israel a dozen or so years ago, and I was talking to somebody who was, I think he was Greek, and he did not grow up keeping the Sabbath or anything. He and somebody else that I talked to in Israel who were not Jews said to me, you know what? this Sabbath thing is really a great thing. These people get together with their families, and I think this is really, really good. But, you know, we don't really have that where I come from. And that's what he was saying. And again, he was just a secular person. And so I was surprised. I was actually surprised because I didn't think the Jews really kept it that well. And a lot of them don't keep it that well, but they do some version of the Sabbath now. Anyway, getting back to this article, it says, basic purpose of the Sabbath is to draw close to God on his holy day, worship him, and think on his thoughts. Don't neglect fervent believing prayer or diligent, inspiring Bible study on the Sabbath. If you do, you'd be missing an entire spiritual benefit and blessing of the day. How you spend your time this Sabbath can be vital to your salvation. And by the way, it says in Hebrews 5:9, Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to those who obey him. And in Acts 5:32, it says the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey God. And one of the things we obey God is by keeping the Sabbath. Now, the idea that Sabbath is good for you and families is not something that no one knew about before Charlie Kirk, but I'm glad he learned about it too. Yes. Now, I'd like to read something else that the Apostle Paul wrote. I'm going to read from 1 Timothy chapter 1, starting at verse 5. Now, the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and from sincere faith, from which some have strayed, having turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things that they affirm. Remember, there are passages in Hebrews 4 about keeping this, and we're not supposed to follow their example of disobedience. And I think I've kind of just went over those scriptures, and I think I'd actually like to read one set of them. Let's read this from the New Jerusalem Bible, because people know that Roman Catholics do go Sunday. Hebrews 4, verse 3. We, who have faith, are entering the place of rest. Verse 4, as one text says, referring to the seventh day, God rested on the seventh day after all the work which he'd been doing. Verse 9, there still must be, therefore, a seventh-day rest reserved for God's people. It says that exact day. Since to enter this place of rest is to rest after your work, as God did after his. Let us then press forward to enter this place of rest, or some of you might copy this example of refusal to believe and be lost. Now, that is what the Roman Catholic translation of Hebrews 4 teaches. And a lot of the Protestant translations get it right too. Now, some Protestants, by the way, erroneously think the Ten Commandments are done away with. We have a free book on the Ten Commandments ebook at ccog.org. They don't realize two things. One, the Apostle Paul wrote the purpose of the commandment is love. And two, all early Christians believed they needed to keep the Ten Commandments. Look, God loves you. God loves humans. The reason God gave us the Sabbath was not to see, oh, it's a terrible burden. Let's see how difficult I can make life for these people. But no, he knew how our lives were going to be. He knew that we would be involved in all kinds of stuff and that we needed a rest. God loves us. And he gave us the Sabbath for our good. To keep and understand the seventh-day Sabbath is an opportunity God gave us to spend the whole day with him, and sheds a whole new life on the seventh day. The day would be nice if Erica Kirk thinks that she should keep as well.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.